get you, Rocket.
This high school parking lot has been transformed into kind of a vaccine freeway. Four lines of cars creep towards teams of guard soldiers working shoulder to shoulder with health department nurses. Michael Barclift, a behavioral coach for the local school system, rolls to a stop and kills his engine as Major Hollis Gunther walks up.
Hi, sir. So this is an information card for you to keep. I'm going to let you fill out your information up here. Today, you're going to get the Moderna vaccination.
Okay.
Which basically means in a month you're going to want to get the Moderna booster shot, okay?
So Barclift said he had some initial reservations about the vaccine, but educated himself on it.
I've been, you know, kind of watching other people, talking to different people, and so I feel very confident in it today.
After Gunther is finished giving him instructions about the vaccine, Barclift pulls forward a few feet, where Tech Sergeant Steven Simpson is waiting with a hypodermic needle.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and administer this vaccine. Slight pinch. You're done.
All right.
Not so bad, huh?
Nah.
Gunther said as an emergency room nurse practitioner in his civilian life, he's worn down from the pandemic, sick of seeing people suffering and dying from it. But helping out with the vaccine effort has given him a lift.
It's almost like being on the offensive for a change. You know, working in emergency departments has just been a beating over the last, honestly, year. And so now just trying to get up ahead of this infection, you know, get the world back to eating out again and seeing grandma and, you know, not going to funerals.
As guard troops work with health department nurses vaccinating drivers and passengers, other soldiers across town are processing the paperwork for each appointment. The director of Albemarle Regional Health Service, Battle Betts, says it was a huge relief for his small staff to get the guards help.
Their training, their background, this is perfectly in their wheelhouse, and so it is helping tremendously to pull a lot more people through the lines in a much more efficient process.
His organization is responsible for 8 counties. The smaller ones each have just 2 nurses who can do vaccinations on top of their other work. Already worn down from nearly a year of fighting the pandemic, they face a daunting challenge, vaccinating a population of 160,000 people. Twice.
You're really talking about 320,000 immunizations because you've got to get all those folks back for that second dose.
These clinics are part of the largest immunization effort in U.S. history and come after a year that saw the most guard troops activated nationally since World War II. And like the health department nurses, the guard has had to cope with pandemic duty while also covering its normal missions.
At one point in time, we had almost 1,000 soldiers that we called up. And we knew that's not sustainable forever, you know, because of the pandemic. And then, you know, National Guardsmen and Airmen also have civilian jobs.
Major General Todd Hunt is the Adjutant General of the North Carolina National Guard. He says that while duty for things like hurricane recovery typically lasts a few days, the pandemic is a long effort. So instead of ordering people to duty, the Guard called for volunteers.
And we put them on orders for a specific amount of time, based upon, you know, their needs and our needs as well. So we've had to adapt in how we do military business to take care of our soldiers and airmen and also the people that are out there that we're supporting.
It's a busy time for the North Carolina Guard. Besides those activated for the pandemic, hundreds more were called up to Washington, D.C. and the state capitol because of potential civil unrest. That duty is expected to be brief, unlike the pandemic. I'm Jay Price reporting.